Welcome to the Holistic Health Bites podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Nicholson, crime scene investigator turned metabolic health investigator. This podcast provides bite-sized episodes to help you have a pristine health scene so you can live a vibrant, adventure-filled life. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Holistic Health Bites podcast. Today, we are talking all about stomach acid. Stomach acid plays a crucial role in digestive health and in our immune system. In this episode, we're going to discuss symptoms associated with low stomach acid, medications that are often prescribed to reduce acid, the downsides to reducing acid in the stomach, and some strategies for improving your stomach acid levels. So let's start off by talking about the symptoms of low stomach acid. Many people are familiar with symptoms like heartburn and acid reflux, and most people believe that they have high stomach acid causing these symptoms. And while that seems perfectly logical, studies have shown that nearly 90% of us actually have low stomach acid. And low stomach acid can not only cause heartburn and acid reflux, but it can also contribute to bloating, gas, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and even prevent the absorption of nutrients. Stomach acid also plays a vital role in killing off microbes that enter the body through your mouth. The acid kills and degrades these microbes, preventing them from infecting you. Let's back up a minute and talk about how low stomach acid can cause heartburn and acid reflux. Inadequate production of stomach acid can actually lead to heartburn and indigestion because the stomach needs an acidic environment to properly digest your food. When there is not enough stomach acid present, the food that you take in doesn't get fully broken down. As a result, it just kind of sits in the stomach for longer periods of time, causing the discomfort and bloating. Secondarily, the valve between the stomach and the small intestine is triggered by the overall acidic pH contents of the stomach. If there isn't adequate acid, the pH doesn't drop enough to signal this valve to open appropriately. When the undigested food eventually does move from the stomach into the small intestine, this undigested food contributes to digestive issues like gas, bloating, and cramping as the food continues to ferment in the small intestine. The acid in the stomach also signals the valve between the esophagus and the stomach to close, thereby preventing acid and food from backing up. Without adequate acid, this sphincter muscle stays relaxed, which allows food and acid to back up into the esophagus, causing the classic heartburn. Now, when it comes to the medications that are prescribed to reduce acid, you may have heard of proton pump inhibitors, PPIs, or H2 blockers. These medications are commonly prescribed by medical providers to alleviate symptoms of acid reflux and heartburn. However, these medications are merely masking the symptoms if your true underlying cause is low stomach acid to begin with. Sure, it's calming the burning sensation, but further lowering the acid is contributing to the problem. The same is true for any antacid use as well. All medications come with additional risks and side effects. Long-term use of these medications has been associated with an increased risk of bone fractures, kidney disease, increased risk for serious infections, and nutrient deficiencies. So what do we do if we have low stomach acid production, or how can we improve our stomach acid levels? Well, there are several things that we can do from both routines and habits and also some supplements. So first, it's important to take in a nutrient-dense diet so that you have all of the building blocks that you need to maintain healthy cells, enzymes, hormones, and tissues. This includes protein, healthy fats, vitamins, and minerals. Your cells have to be healthy enough to produce the acid. So we need all of the vital nutrients for healthy cells. Some of the key nutrients that you need specifically to make stomach acid are zinc, chloride, iron, and the B vitamins. Protein is also necessary to stimulate the release of stomach acid. So many vegetarians, vegans, and low-protein dieters often have low stomach acid production. It's also important to eat slowly and mindfully so that your body has a chance to prepare for digestion. On a small level, drinking warm lemon water or diluted apple cider vinegar before meals can also help stimulate stomach acid production and provide a little bit of acidity to help with digestion. This may not be adequate in all cases, however. There are also specific microbes and gut dysfunctions that can contribute to low stomach acid production. So this may require full gut testing and undergoing a full healing protocol to repair this system. And finally, we can incorporate some additional supplementation in the form of things like digestive enzymes and probiotics into your routine. Digestive enzymes can help break down your food and improve nutrient absorption. And probiotics can support a healthy gut microbiome, which is crucial for digestive health. So now you know, stomach acid is important in digestive health, and low stomach acid can lead to a whole host of symptoms that would seem to stem from high stomach acid, but in fact is low stomach acid. While medications may provide temporary relief, they come with their own set of potentially serious downsides. But by focusing on a nutrient-dense diet, mindful eating, and incorporating nutritional supplementation, we can support healthy stomach acid levels and improve our overall digestive health. Thanks for tuning in to the Holistic Health Bites podcast. Until the next episode, be well and vibrant. Thanks for being a faithful listener to the podcast. I'd love it if you left me a 5-star review on this podcast so that others can more easily find this valuable information. Did you know I also work one-on-one with clients? I approach solving health challenges like I approached solving crimes, by conducting a thorough investigation into your case. Sadly, hundreds of millions of people in the U.S. have insulin resistance, prediabetes, and diabetes, and the vast majority have no idea. I'm here to fix that. If you struggle with low energy, stubborn weight, hypertension, sleep disturbances, or any other undesired symptoms, let's talk. All you have to do is schedule a free call. The link will be in the show notes. And no, you do not need to live near me.